Okay, this video is not clickbait. I don't want you to watch my videos. This is going to be a little bit more in-depth about the way that the content on this channel is produced, but I don't want you to watch my videos. I want you to listen while you're doing something valuable. And here's why, okay? I'm going to take you down the path of how I got to this exact point with my YouTube channel in a very, my series, because it's on Spotify too, but I want to articulate how I got here. Because I'm sure other people have wondered, especially if this eventually gets some views in the future. But I want to articulate it, and I want to make it clear why I'm even doing this, because I have a very strong affinity for my time being wasted and other people's time being wasted, and I want to kind of get into a little bit more of this stuff, especially since I have kind of gotten into a format where I can just blaze through videos. So let me back up a bit. So here's the deal. I started this series in January of 2023. I had an idea to do a podcast. I had different namings for it, different brand ideas, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. Eventually, I landed on the name Deepwater Horizon because it's based on that oil rig that came down. I had different brand ideas for that, but I said, you know, I don't really know about that because it's hard to Google and all this stuff. And I wanted to, at first, I wanted to create really, really long videos that were kind of in the style of like Wendigoon's videos, where they were going to be 2 to 3 hours long, super high quality, once a month, and they'd be bangers and you would listen to them. And I wanted to be anonymous. I still kind of do because, like I said, it's not about me or my face. If anything, it's about the thoughts that I have to say and the words I have to say, not about my face, not about the production quality beyond that, right? And so I just kind of started it with that. Well, I started working on a video about mind control because I had been going through a series of manipulative relationships. Fortunately, none that were super close, but ones with like employers and ones with some old friends and people in my family, just different stuff like that. And so I decided I was going to do my own research on mind control. And I didn't realize how real it was because I just started going down this rabbit hole and I said, I'm going to make a really long, in-depth, deep dive like those iceberg videos. And I'm going to build a podcast off it. Like that was my original idea. So I spend about a month and a half writing a podcast called Mind Control Manipulation. And it's about 65 pages of writing that I all dumped into Obsidian, if you've ever used that tool. And it's a ton of writing. I still have it marked down. I obviously recorded it. But what happened is right around March is when I ended up having to get a new job because I could not sustain the job that I was working at the time. And so I said, okay, I can't do this anymore. I need a new job. So I started the transition towards a new job and that put that podcast on hold. So I didn't record it. I just had it ready to go. I then worked this job for about 3 months before I realized this is terrible and stupid and this is really bad for my health and I really shouldn't do this anymore. And so around that time, I said, I got to get something going again. And I found my old podcast and I decided that I was going to go in and get it started. So what I did is I went into a studio area near where I was at and I started recording and I recorded the mind control episode. And it's the first main one that I put out and it was extremely long and like 3 hours. It took, I think, 6 total hours of recording. And I said, this is what I want to do. And what happened is nobody saw it. But I did something where I learned from it. Here's what I did. I had the idea where I would do these really long videos and I would go on Instagram and TikTok and I would post these shorts and these shorts were going to get a ton of views and then they would bring traffic back to the long form stuff. So this is what I was going to do. It actually worked really well. TikTok did okay, but Instagram in about, I think, 19 episodes, like little shorts, I was able to get a ton of traction. In fact, I still have it up. By the time I got to the Martin Luther King stuff, I have a 25,000 view video of a Martin Luther King related short, which is actually true info that I didn't know about how the government tried to do stuff, the FBI tried to do stuff with Martin Luther King, that had 25,000 views. I had just made it an Instagram account. I didn't even know how Instagram worked. I just was making videos and making these little shorts, right? And what happened is I got burned out on these little short videos, dude, because the problem was I wanted to make a podcast. And I thought that I would be able to make all these shorts and the shorts would bring traffic to my podcast, but it didn't. And more importantly, I didn't feel good about the fact that people were just watching the shorts because they were watching the shorts, but the traffic didn't go back to my podcast, which is where I wanted the meat of my time to be spent, if that makes sense, right? I also spent an ungodly amount of time editing all of these. I can't tell you how many hours went into editing each of those videos because I had no good processes or anything, okay? And so what I did is I made this mind control episode, and then I said, okay, I'm not doing this anymore where I do these long episodes that are super scripted, and I decided I'm going to try an interview. So I grabbed one of my friends, I asked them to be on, and it was a really good video. I still think it's a great video and you should go check it out. It's a good episode. But I then do an interview instead. I talk about depression and all these other mental health related things and societal things, and it was a really good video. But as I said again, the amount of effort I put into the videos was astronomically high, but the throughput and retention was extremely low. So I would put like 3 weeks into making a really good video, and then it wouldn't get that kind of return. And I didn't feel good about that. So I'd make this 3-hour video, and then no one watches it. And the thing is that that's fine, but it wasn't good enough for me. I was like, no, like I have to feel like it's not so much that it burns me out, but it makes me go, okay, I'm not going to spend 27 hours on a video that gets 13 views. I'd rather spend 5 minutes on a video, 18 minutes on a video, 20 minutes on a video that gets 20 views, and then do it more frequently, right? Because not only is that going to increase my skill set when it comes to speaking and communicating effectively and not stuttering, which I've gotten slowly better at, but I'm still ADHD, sorry. But like I said, I decided that I was going to, I didn't really want to do those interviews as much. I'll still do them, but they're just going to be different. If they're coming up, they'll just be different. And so around, this would have been late August, not even, like probably September, October, where I decided, okay, you know what? Like I don't know what to do with my job. I hate my job. It sucks. I've talked about it before. And I said, I got to quit my job soon, but I don't know what to do. So I start really going with my podcast. And no longer am I doing these 3-hour videos. I'm like, I'm just going to sit down and just talk about a topic for like 18 minutes. I bought a little like Amazon cheap, you know, timer, like a plastic timer, which I didn't stick to anyway. And I went and I said, I'm going to start doing these. And I was depressed, man. I mean, if you hear my voice in the first, like, let's every video from like pretty much 2023, you can hear how depressed I was because I was. And it's like all those videos, you can hear my voice, you can hear what I'm talking about. I'm just depressed and miserable. And I'm making these videos under the hope that that can be something that scales me out of my job because I hate my job. But it wasn't doing it. I mean, it really wasn't enough. Not just because obviously it wasn't going to be successful overnight and people weren't going to watch overnight. But I also said, listen, like I can't keep doing the job I'm doing. It is killing me. This is a terrible job. I'm not paid enough to live. Like I can't, there's no negotiations. Like I just, it was bad, right? So I obviously quit. And when I quit, I decided that I was going to take those videos that I did, those ones that were probably like, let's say 18 to 40 minutes long. And I spent a lot of time before trying to come up with something that would be almost like not manipulative, but I would come up with something like a topic that I didn't want to talk about, but a topic that I thought other people would want to hear. Like that's kind of what I did. And I did this for, oh, maybe about a month or something. And I made a good number of episodes that you guys can still go back and watch. But the problem with them, like I said, is that I put all this effort into making something that I thought someone else wanted to hear. And that was stifling my growth because I wouldn't show up to the mic until I was confident it was ready. And it wasn't what I wanted to say. It was what I thought other people wanted to hear, which is much different. You see, it's like the relationship I had with my content was one where I was so perfectionistic about it that I wasn't doing it. I set all these different boundaries. I said, I have to have an intro and an outro that has good music and has good transitions and it looks amazing, which by the way, would take 3 to 4 hours to pull that off because I was not well optimized on my workflows and stuff. And so I slowed down and then I eventually, like I said, I got to the point where I was basically living in my car for a while. And while that was going on, I recorded one episode, but I didn't have time to sit there and follow that process of going through and doing all this editing. And I was like, I can't do this. So in the recent weeks, I sat down and I said, here's the deal. I'm going to show up as often as I can, and I'm just going to say whatever the flip I want to say. And I'm going to do it in a way where I'm going to shave off. I'm going to sort of lubricate the gears here so that I can cram content out as fast as I can when it comes to the editing to make it still be effective, but also so that I can grow as a communicator and I can say what I want to say and become more well-spoken with what I want to say because I have a lot to say, obviously, as you can tell. So I decided that I was going to remove the intro and the outro. I was just going to slap the audio in into After Effects and then move that into Premiere, dump that Premiere into Encoder, and then let the Encoder run. And then I can basically edit a video now in like 10 to 15 minutes. I just have to record it, and then I dump the audio in. And like I said, I've got it now optimized, okay? But it took me almost a full year. Now, a little over a full year to get to the point where the content I'm making now is the content I'm confident with, and it's me, right? I'm still recording it in my car, by the way, with one of those little, like, fuzzy things on my mic, like, little fuzzy, you know what I mean, right? So, like I said, it's like, at some point, it took a long time for me to get to this point, but I'm now, not just in the video, but also in my, like, with content creation and stuff, but my point I'm making is that I have evolved as I've been doing this more and more to something where I really feel like I have a formula that works for me, and I'm going to talk about what I want to talk about now. But I really don't want people that listen to my stuff to be distracted by me. I have been thinking a lot about this, especially because, you know, I've been on YouTube and I've been scrolling and all this stuff, because that's the one I doom scroll on, is just YouTube. I don't like. In fact, I'm going to get into that in a second, but I don't like Instagram. I don't like TikTok at all. TikTok's bad, right? But I have basically decided at this point that I'm going to be doing content like this for the time being, and I'm hoping people choose to tune in. But like I said, I am choosing to go down this route because this feels like the right path for me. It just feels like, you know, what I'm supposed to do, and I don't like a lot of the terrible garbage, fast-paced, attention-grabbing content that's out there. I don't think people should be sitting on YouTube. I'm not going to be sitting on YouTube very much longer, just doom-scrolling like clueless in life, and I don't want other people doing that. And I don't want to contribute to that environment and to that internet ecosystem, right? I want to contribute to an ecosystem that's one of growth and reflection and stuff. And it's like, if someone is just sitting in front of a screen watching my stuff, then they've lost however many minutes I've been talking nonstop for. And I don't feel good about that. And it's not that I don't feel good because I'm insecure about what I'm saying. It's that I don't feel comfortable contributing to that ecosystem. And that leads into my last and next point, which is that I'm not going to be doing, for the time being, anything on TikTok or Instagram pretty much at all. Like I said, not only is there basically no throughput with those shorts that I'm making, like nobody comes to the actual like podcast when I do them. I love the shorts. I think they're valuable and they're little slices and I like them. I think they're good videos, but they don't, not only do people not come over from the podcast to the podcast because they don't have, they just don't need it because I'm giving them the best parts, like little slices of pie through the shorts, but it contributes to a significantly more problematic ecosystem of that sort of like, I'm just going to doom scroll toxically and just sit there with the dopamine, you know, fast stuff, right? I don't feel good about contributing to the doom scrolling, like fast paced media crap anymore. It's not me. It's not the content I'm making. And the fact that it doesn't reflect, like I said, back on the podcast is significant. You know, when I get 25,000 views on a video that's on Instagram and I don't get any subscribers from it, then that's not bad, but it makes me go, I have to pick one. And I'm not doing Instagram. I'm not doing TikTok full time. I could, but I don't believe in that. I don't believe in contributing to a low attention span, self-destructive social media platform. And as I've said now with this, like I made it aesthetically pleasing to look at. Like you can see the logo and the cool audio and the really cool artwork and stuff. And I put a lot of work into making the branding look awesome. But beyond that, I don't want to be wasting people's time. If you're bored, click off. But at the same time, like, don't waste your time with me. If it's not interesting, leave. And the same goes with the content we're watching now at all on YouTube. It's like, it's all meaningless. Everything on the internet is now just meaningless on YouTube and on not even Spotify, but kind of. We're meaningless, inauthentic content's taken over, and the new rock, paper, scissors rotation is going to be deep, meaningful conversations and connections with people. And that's what I'm investing into. You know, I don't want somebody listening to my crap and my stuff I talk about. I don't want them to be like sitting there, you know. That's why I'm not on camera, because I don't it's not that I'm scared. It's that I don't want to be somebody that makes you, I don't feel good about spending my time watching other people's videos anymore. I feel like I'm wasting my time. I feel like the whole, a clock is ticking and I am failing to do anything meaningful in my life while I'm watching a YouTube video. And I don't want that anymore. And I don't want that for other people. I'd rather people are doing their dishes or driving home from work or mowing the lawn and listening to what I'm saying that way. So that in that sense, they're still having some sense of meaningful connection to their lives. And they're not just wasting away doom scrolling.